guys, you got the good news you wanted on Schwartz?
We did, and you know, he's very optimistic, and hopefully that's going to mean that recovery will be as fast as possible.
Tom, at times like that, sometimes you get a lot of negatives, you know, they say something. When you get that, is it almost like you're putting one up in your column, finally we got one?
Well, you know how I am, so I hear the news and I say, okay, let's see how this goes, you know. Obviously, you can't rush him back, but it sure would be good to get him back ASAP rather than the other way around. That's not going to be easy for him, you know that. He's a big man. So.
Would you hope maybe seeing Mosley soon?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. You know, he's up and moving, so that's a good sign.
With backs, a lot of times, is it just more about managing pain sometimes?
Once the decision is made that he's had a little something before, so it's not like it's brand new. But the occurrence came for me right out of nowhere. I mean, he wasn't even on the list, and all of a sudden he's out here the first day of practice this week being stretched, and he can't go.
Based on what you're saying, the test showed nothing long-term for the two of them between him and Brewer?
Well, I'm not going to analyze the test for you. I can't tell you that. All I know is that hopefully he'll be back. They'll both be back as soon as possible. They both feel better today.
It seems like Prince is making pretty good progress too.
Oh yeah, I think he is. I think he's feeling pretty good.
Could he play if you need him to?
I'm not going there. I don't know. He wouldn't want to play him and have it become a 3-week problem.
What have these last couple of weeks meant for Ryan Nash? It looks like he's significant.
I think it's boosted his confidence. You know, he came off a so-so game and then played very well for the last two. So he works at it now. He's a worker and a grinder and not a lot of emotion, good or bad. Which is he's very, very low-key that way and just a hard-working guy.
What have you seen from Peyton Hillis since he's been back out?
He's a little bit better each day. Not tentative today at all.
Feel like you're sorting some things out at wide receiver, give some guys some opportunities at that position on Thursday night.
Anybody that's left, any of the guys that are left, know that it goes from 75 to 53. So, you're ending up in a numbers game, and it's competitive.
When you look at Manningham, you had mentioned earlier he was tough to evaluate because whatever.
Well, he's had some spurts the last couple of weeks where he's done some real good things on the practice field, hasn't carried over to the game field yet, but. He'll have another chance.
How big an advantage is it for Preston Parker, the fact that he's back there doing the punt returns for you?
Anytime you can, the more you can do. He can return punts, he can return kicks, and that's a plus.
What was the ultimate decision on Josh? Why'd you go with him over McManus?
The veteran kicker. Yeah. I mean, they were both very close, did a really good job. I think Brandon will kick in this league, very powerful man. Needs to work on some of the finer kicks, but certainly demonstrated his ability to drive the ball through the end zone, which that's a tremendous asset.
Tom, yesterday you said you appreciated having the extra time with this group of players heading into the season. What is your feel for this team? I mean, do you sense this is a group that can get you back to the playoffs? Or?
Oh, I certainly hope so. I mean, that's what we're here for. I mean, that's, you know, we'll see once the season starts, but I'm excited about the opportunity and the fact that it's on us. It's just about here.
Given the new offense, is it especially useful that you did have the game?
Yeah, I think so.
Anything else?
Tom, it seems like Jaquan really brought his game
up. He had a really good
over the
good
summer.
Form. Really
yeah.
good form.
What led to that? Just experience, or have you had any conversations with him about?
I'm sure, it's a little bit of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Definitely healthy, good feel for his position, good energy, very, very inspired camp.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, is the last preseason game significant from the standpoint of continuing to grow the offense?
For everybody. Everything you do is about being productive. It's about improvement. You know, that's what these games are for, and that's significant in this game as well.
Tom, I know how important special teams are to you. Charles James seemed to be one of your better special teams guys. What went into the thought process of not having him here?
Well, that all those decisions are made behind closed doors, and that's the way it's going to remain. Charles obviously was a guy that did a good job this fall in the gunner position, but needed some improvement in other areas that we actually thought were going to be a little more productive.
Pell's rolling there first with the tight ends.
Excuse me?
Does Daniel Pell's rolling first? Or?
They're all going to play.
And that guard, is it you going to run with Cherry and Richburg as the first, or is anyone else possibly going to get in there with them also?
They'll be the guys that will start.
Okay.